The blessings of the Lord's wisdom be with us all, Heart Dwellers. Well, he had an interesting message tonight. In our last message, he'd asked me to pray the Stations of the Cross, which I did. And he asked me, he said, "Thank you for praying the Stations. Did you feel me present?" In the beginning, yes, I did, Lord. I really felt your presence. Well, I was there the entire time, and even holding you, though you did not perceive it. I hold you a lot, Claire. You need comfort, because in your own way you are a very fragile soul. What people see when they look at you is not your strength, but mine. Lord, I've always believed that. I've always told my children that as well. And that's always been true. You are strong because I live in you, and we are one. Now for the message. I did not mean to scare you, Heart Dwellers. I meant to inform you and let you know that I am in control of what happens. I miss nothing, not even a mouse living in your basement. I'm simultaneously aware of all life and the consequences of every action. So I'm counseling you not to be disturbed at what you see or hear, or what I tell you. Rather, it is meant to increase your faith that all is in my control. On that note, your obedience to me is everything. The part you play, even moment by moment, is determined by me, because you have given your lives to me. I know how to get you into the right place at the right time, for the most fruit to be harvested for the kingdom. Therefore, all that is needed is your obedience, and grace will do the rest. But you cannot be obedient if you're not listening to me very carefully. Listening is one thing. Listening very carefully is quite another. As you spend more time with me, your ability to hear and be aware of what I want for you from moment to moment becomes highly tuned. In this way, you'll bear the most fruit for the kingdom. Lord, I'm having struggles hearing and seeing you really clearly, and my heart is beginning to ache because I miss you so much. And the tragedy of that is that I'm right here beside you, living in you, guiding and planning your day, sending the right person at the right time to diffuse situations. Yeah, there was a situation today, and I said, yes, that had your fingerprints all over it. She is an obedient vessel. And he continued, a very good example for you, too, I might add. I know, Jesus, I'm not missing that point at all. I'm taking it all in. Please help me to put it into action. We're working on this together, dear one. It is a joint venture in cooperation with my spirit. What is good is the attitude of your heart. My dear ones, don't you know that it is your attitude towards my instructions and corrections that determines your spiritual growth, not your ability? I ask for supple hearts that are eager to obey out of love for me. With this kind of heart, I can do anything. It is the disposition of your hearts that makes a difference. You worry so much about your mistakes and failures, but I'm using them all, and in some instances I deliberately allow them to humble you. I cannot pour my finest wine into cracked vessels. Vessels cracked by judgment of others, harshness, unteachableness, stubbornness, pride, and self-will. First, the vessel must be made whole and docile. Then I can pour my finest wine through it. But I want you to understand, I know before you fall that you're going to fall. I've already made a provision for your recovery. But what makes it hard, if not impossible, is when you run from me after a fall because of shame. I knew what you were going to do before you ever did it. I tried to stop you, but you weren't listening very carefully. Now my entire purpose with you is to restore you to grace. Repentance must always follow a fall. Before you do anything else, come to me on your knees and repent for having offended me. I am there, precious soul. I am there to comfort and forgive you. Don't run. Don't listen to the suggestions of the enemy that say God will never forgive you for that. That's a lie. I am waiting for your sincere confession of sorrow for having hurt me and others by your behavior. So often a soul imagines my anger, when in fact it is my sorrow that responds to your sins. I sorrow for you, because I love you and I know the damage that has been done to your soul, and my first and only thought is reparation. That is to repair the damage and restore you. In the meantime, the enemy is screaming in your ear, you are hopeless, you're lost, you cannot be forgiven, give it up, you'll never get it right. Come on, you might as well get some pleasure out of your life, since you're going to hell anyway. You'll never be good enough for God, you're a loser. There is no such thing as a loser in my kingdom. Rather, there are those who are willing to change and those who are not. I never leave a truly contrite soul on their own. I always pick up the pieces and help them to begin again. I always offer new graces to build you up so you won't fall again. I always counsel you about pride so you won't open any more doors. There's no such thing as a loser in my kingdom. Rather, it is one who is willing and one who is not willing. The rest is in my hands. Disposition of soul is everything. With the willing soul, there is no limit to what I can accomplish with and through them. With an unwilling soul, no matter what graces I give them, they'll squander them and fail. It's just that simple. And here I'm not talking about weakness. All of you have weaknesses. Here I'm talking about a mindset that says, I've always been this way. I'm not about to change. Not for you. Not for God. Not for anyone. These are the souls that end up in hell or in the outer boundaries of heaven. They did just enough to be saved, but never truly loved me. They always did just as they wanted, without regard to the greater things I might have had in store for them. In essence, they wasted their lives and were barren of fruit. If you're one of these listening to this message and you hear my voice calling to you, this may be your last opportunity to be saved. It may be your last opportunity to make a real commitment to me and give your life over to me. The next time you see me may very well be at the great white throne judgment, when you will be assigned a place with those who repeatedly refused my invitations and spurned my graces. I love you. I am for you. I will forgive you. But you must make the decision to be for me and not for yourself. If today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And that was the end of his message, and I was quickened to look up that scripture. It's Revelation 20:11-15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So I want to encourage you, heart dwellers, if today you hear the Lord's voice, don't harden your heart. Please turn back to Him. And for the rest of you who are really trying, this message, the hard part of this message is not for you. So please, don't freak out or get sucker punched. This is for those who are really, really fighting God and not cooperating with Him. This is not for the weak people, or all of us are weak in some area and we fall, but we need to get back up. And that's not for us. It's for those who don't care. They don't care what they do with their lives. They're just going to continue doing what they feel like doing. And they're the ones that this, especially this message about the great white throne judgment comes in. So if you know anyone like that, please pray for them. And I'd like to take a moment to pray this prayer with you. If you have offended the Lord by being stubborn and wanting your own way all the time and have spurned His graces, please pray this prayer with me. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, blot out my transgressions and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Wash me in your blood, Lord, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, and let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, Lord, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, Jesus, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. I give my life to you, Lord Jesus, and ask you to come into my heart and take over everything. Amen.